The unmistakable A-frame building that once housed the Aulac Visitor Information Center is no more. The Provincial Department of Transportation and Infrastructure tore down the building this week, with no warning to the municipality of Tanchamar, who had recently inquired about the possibility of acquiring the surplus property. Images of the demolition were shared on Facebook and discussed briefly at Tanchamar Council's Committee of the Whole meeting on Monday, raised in a question from Councillor Michael Tower.
Now that we've seen the pictures of the tourist bureau being torn down in Aulac, do you have any follow-up information as to why they would come in the dead of night and sneak in and do things?
New Director of Community and Corporate Services Jeff Taylor told Council that DTI had recently been in touch with Ron Kelly Spurls, Tanchamar's Tourism and Business Development Manager, and that the municipality had been waiting to hear back from provincial staff about the possibility of acquiring the property.
They had contacted Ron a while ago about letting us know that there might be some furniture there that we might be interested in. We actually reached out to them, asked to speak to them, and we told them, well, we'd actually be interested in the property. So we reached out to them, and we had a conversation with them back on May 22nd about the possibility of us acquiring the property. The person that we dealt with there, Sean Fitzpatrick, he said that he would have to check with his superiors and get back to us. And we didn't hear back from him for a while, so we reached out again back on June 10th, just saying we're hello, Sean, just touching base to see where if there was an update on the possibility of us procuring the center. He said, and he responded 2 days later that he'd ask again, and he never did get a clear answer about the property, and he'll advise as soon as he heard back. And next we know, we found out the building had been torn down.
In an email to CHMA, DTI spokesperson Jacob McDonald said that after a review, provincial staff had discovered property and drainage issues, which were caused by the nearby highway on-ramp. McDonald goes on to say the department considered moving the building, but this was not feasible due to both the deteriorated condition and the height of the structure. McDonald also says the department will continue to retain ownership of the property indefinitely for highway purposes. That's a change in strategy from just over 2 years ago, when a former DTI spokesperson told CHMA that the property was surplus and the department had no plans for the building other than to divest. Shortly after the amalgamation of Tanchamar brought the Aulac property into the municipal fold, there had been some discussion about the future of the building and the site, with Pointe du Butte Councillor Greg Martin expressing particular interest. In June of last year, Councillor Josh Gauguin put forward a motion asking Tanchamar staff to engage with the provincial government to discuss the old visitor information centre. Then, in March of this year, Gauguin asked for a status report on Council's 2024 motion. At the time, CAO Jennifer Bourne told him she was under the impression that Council had decided to wait for the municipality's strategic plan before approaching the province. But it turns out the municipality did reach out, at least according to Ron Kelly Spurls, who told Council Monday that he contacted DTI manager Jeep McLaughlin about a year ago to ask about the building.
I had a little bit of communication with him, and he told me at that time that there was no clear path forward for the building, that they hadn't decided what to do with it, and that he would be in touch with me again if there was some decision made. Then the next we heard from it really was, I guess, about a month ago, when a woman, my local kind of connection, contacted me and said that they were had the furniture available if we were interested, and then the follow-up, as Mr. Taylor explained.
CHMA asked DTI about its communications with the municipality of Tanchamar and why the municipality's request was not considered, but McDonald's emailed statement did not address either question. Nancy Olton managed the Visitor Information Centre from 2016 until it was closed by the province at the end of the 2018 season.
Since then, 2018 to 2020, I believe, the rest of the centres were all closed throughout the province. So there's no longer any provincial Visitor Information Centre in New Brunswick. We have beautiful municipal ones, but no longer any provincial ones whatsoever. And I think that's a shame. I really do.
Olton recalls the uniqueness of the Aulac building, which at one point housed a stone fireplace and even sleeping quarters for workers from PEI, harkening back to a time when the facility was operated jointly with the island. Olton says that although declining visitor numbers were cited as the reason behind closing the province's tourist centers, her experience was different.
We were busy from the time we opened our doors in the morning until we closed. However, the Department of Tourism said we had, all of the centers had declining numbers, and people weren't stopping in. Well, that certainly was not what we were seeing there. So, you know, they had to make their case to close it. And maybe, you know, maybe in their eyes it wasn't busy enough, but our numbers stayed steady for the 3 years that I was there. And it had been steady previous to my going there to work as well. I mean, it was never, you didn't have time to sit, you know, lunch was eaten on the run and, you know, you would leave your lunch to go wait on somebody because there was such a lineup at the counter and so forth.
Olton says she was saddened to see pictures of the demolished building on social media and even stopped by the site to see it in person.
It was just such a unique landmark, you know, and the history that was there that's been lost, truly has been lost. And, you know, I know you can't keep an empty building around forever. And if nobody's really using it, then, you know, it deteriorates. And I totally get that. But it's a shame that something wasn't done beforehand.
MLA Megan Mitten opposed the complete closure of New Brunswick's tourist information centers in 2019 and still believes the province would benefit from welcome centers, especially on its borders.
The Conservatives closed the visitor information center in Aulac, and prior to that, the Liberals had closed the one in Cape Germain at, you know, both of the our borders. And so, unfortunately, we aren't really welcoming people into the province in that way. And I know, you know, the premier's traveling around the province right now talking about tourism, but she can't stop into visitor information centers and tourism centers, unfortunately, in this area. And I think that's a big problem.
That's Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten. The A-frame building in Aulac that once housed a provincial tourist information center has been demolished, and the province says it plans to retain the land it sat on for highway purposes.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.